Well, you could drown it in some alcohol, or you could count to three, or let it be. Or you could pound your fist against the wall, but that's not me. Oh, can't you see?
All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. What you hear there is the band Well Then, and they're playing tomorrow night, February 12th, Friday night at the Beat Kitchen. A really terrific room here in Chicago on Belmont. It's 21 and over show, 8 o'clock, $8 in advance, $10 at the door. We've got all the information on our Facebook page right now. It's all linked up. So just go to facebook.com/NickDShow, and I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves. We'll go around the room, and let's start with you, my friend.
I'm Matt.
And what do you do with the band, Matt?
Mostly play bass, also guitar.
Okay.
Aurelio and I switch off. So.
All right, cool. Next?
Yeah, and I'm Aurelio.
Okay.
I sing and play guitar and switch bass with Matt sometimes.
All right, cool. And?
I'm Andy. I'm the token person who doesn't play multiple instruments. I play lead guitar. And
and I think you're the token person with no beard.
Right?
Yeah.
No, if you had seen me 5 years ago, I still would have had no beard.
I noticed that I was checking you guys out on the Facebook and all that stuff. Because I got a beard. And I was like, oh, a bearded band is coming in tonight.
Yeah.
And then I saw your face, Andy, and I was like, what the hell?
I just screwed it all up.
You screwed up the whole thing. Oh, how did his guy get in the band?
We try to have like at least one good looking guy.
Yeah, there's a reason why I have a beard. The less the people see of my
exactly.
face, it's a better thing. Yeah. Well, it's great to meet you guys. Welcome to
thanks.
The show.
Yeah, thanks
too.
For having us.
I love the name of the band. It's all one word, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you let's get the origin of the name of the band out of the way right away so we can get that one going.
Yeah, so that actually came from Christian and I, so he's the member who's missing.
Christian is not here. Okay.
Yeah, he's our drummer.
And he's bearded.
And he is also bearded.
Yes.
And has very long hair.
It's a phenomenal.
Yeah, extravagant.
Yeah, I saw the picture online. I was impressed with. I was impressed with all three of your beards. You not so much, Andy.
Yeah, I know. Just.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen.
No. he and I used to have like a little two man project that we used to do, where we would just kind of like sing lead over each other's songs and play a bunch of just random songs we were messing with. And we just kind of kept thinking of a name and realized that whenever we text each other a lot, we'd always kind of start and end our conversations with like, oh, well then. And so one day, just after like one of our heated text exchanges, I was like, we should just call the band Well Then. And he was like, yeah, it's perfect.
This was after months of deliberation.
Yeah, so
we had been practicing.
Right.
You know, I got to tell you guys, this is a common theme here on the show. I have musicians and bands in usually at least once, twice a week, because I love having live music in late at night.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to hang out with bands. And I always ask about the origin of the names. And so many of them came from like, oh, God.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
tried for like a year
oh,
to
yeah,
come up
yeah.
with a name. And many of the stories about the origins of the band names involve liquor. Like, we just got loaded one night and said, that's it. That's the name of the band.
I feel like that's a pretty common tale. I mean, you pretty much just have to – you just give up at some point.
Yeah.
Someone just shouts something that
– we just knew when to give up.
Yeah.
I always bring this one up. One of my favorite band origin names came from a band that was in here, local guys. And they couldn't think of the name of the band. They were trying. They were throwing – everybody's like, no, that's a stupid idea. And that's a – and everybody's idea is always stupid. Oh, this is stupid. I can't think of this. Blah, blah, blah. And they keep – trying. And then one night they're on the L and they're going down to Chinatown. They're on the red line and they're going down to Chinatown for some chow. And they go past the stop Armitage.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, wow, that's pretty cool. I like that. So they just called the band Armitage. And it was just because they were on the red line. So they are named after the street Armitage. So that was it. That was it. So that was great. So how long you guys been together? You said that you and Christian, who's not here, you guys were together for a while?
Yeah, we've been in bands together for like the last 10 years probably mm-hmm. or more. But we've been a group for about a year and a half.
Yeah, just about a year and a half.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
How did you guys all get together? Now, you and Christian were together. You guys were buddies in Phoenix.
Right. So
yeah.
We moved out here together in a band, and then the band actually ended up breaking up. But we just kind of, really love Chicago and kind of just – it's funny because we're actually the only two that are left from the group that moved out here. It was like five of us, and there's just the two of us now.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, and
– Chicago just ate them up and spit them out?
Ate them up, spit them out.
Yeah.
But we were like, no, we'll take it, But – so I ended up meeting Matt initially through my girlfriend who both work at Northwestern.
Yeah, so she was a coworker of mine and just moved here from – I was living in Switzerland right before I came here.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing in Switzerland? Was it school related?
It's like
or?
A year abroad to do like research post school.
What did you study?
The smart
a gap
one.
Year.
What did you study?
Engineering.
Engineering. And that, did you go over there for engineering?
I'd already finished my engineering degree. It was kind of a year that I said I was just working. Like, I'm mostly I just traveled and went skiing.
I understand. So cool. I understand. You got to be
bad, man. Didn't really have any friends here, and you know, my coworker's boyfriend had seemed to have good musical taste. And
so
we met at that show. We met at that show.
Yeah, with like the
choir show, or
and
whatever.
it was a Cure cover band with Pete Wentz.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa!
Wait a minute! You just blew my mind right there. Hold on a second. A Cure cover band with Pete Wentz and a choir?
I don't even remember. I blacked that whole Fallout line out.
No, I know who it is. Yeah.
I'm sure I know.
No. It's bassist from Fallout Boy. Yes, yes.
Pete Wentz, if you're listening to this, We Know What You Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. He's also by the way, that's a great movie, We Know What You Do in the
Shadows. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a great movie. They're doing a sequel. Yeah. Do you know that?
They're doing a sequel?
Yes, with the werewolves.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's
going to
be so great. Sorry, we're geeking out here for a second. All right, we got to hit the news here. You guys hang out, okay?
Okay.
I'm with the band Well Then, and when we come back, we'll talk more. We'll hear some live music from the band. They got a gig tomorrow night, Friday, February 12th, at the Beat Kitchen. Quick break. News next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. I am with members from the band Well Then, and they are playing a gig tomorrow night, Friday night, at the Beat Kitchen on Belmont. It's a 21 and over show. Starts at 8, costs $8 in advance, $10 at the door. We have a link on our Facebook page with all the information. It's facebook.com/NickDShow. We've got Matt Aurelio and Andy in studio. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hello.
All right. We were talking beforehand about how you guys met and how you two met. Now, how did Andy get involved in the band?
So Andy, we met through Christian. His fiance is Andy's childhood best friend, right?
Yeah. No, we've known each other for going on like 15, 16 years now, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. I had reconnected with her when she moved back into the city, and then she started dating Christian. I started getting in contact with Christian for a completely different project. We were going to do something else, and then I met these fine, strapping young gentlemen.
Yeah, right. And I was like, he's mine.
That's it. Well, tell me about the concept of the band. It's an interesting concept. Explain what Well Then is about.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's ultimately just about recapturing youth. Now, it's just like, you know, I think it's just kind of going back to like how we kind of thought about in high school, like that kind of that passion you kind of had about the new music that was coming out and that garage rock feel. And I feel like there's not as much of that anymore. Like these feelings of like guys who just get together and they're just buddies who are making music and having fun and playing just like rock that's got energy to it.
Yeah. Ending up just kind of making something of it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like this easily could have just stayed in the basement.
Right.
But we decided to unleash it upon the unsuspecting
masses. Yeah. And just, plus it was just like, and it's just nice to just do something where you're not just playing a bunch of love songs all the time, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
It's like nice to like just kind of talk about, vent about life.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of,
now, what's the songwriting process like? Is there a main songwriter?
Well, it's pretty varied. I mean, when we started the project, it was ultimately kind of me bringing in a lot of songs, but it's really expanded since then. So, like, I kind of like brought in like the first like maybe 8 songs, and then we kind of all work on them. And like when I say I mean bring in, I mean it's like kind of sketches of songs or like some incomplete songs, and we all like really kind of like suss them out together,
mm-hmm.
And then Andy and I like co-wrote a song together,
mm-hmm.
and then we had another song where it was like Matt just was like playing a bass line, and we kind of based it off of that. And you know, especially now with like newer material, because we're wrapping up a record actually, where we're looking at newer material. We're all bringing stuff in now, and so it's pretty collaborative. It's very like we kind of just approach it from like wherever the song comes from, I guess.
Yeah, we kind of agreed from the get-go that it wasn't going to be like one person dominating it. Like, right. we were all okay with setting aside ego and, you know, having yeah. having pretty equal co-ownership of the material.
You guys are recording a record, and now you're finishing it up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. so we actually finished, we finished recording it for the most part. I mean, well, we finished tracking it, and actually it's getting mixed right now. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we wanted to pump tonight, which we weren't able to get up in time, is we were going to do a Kickstarter to actually fund it. But we weren't able to actually get the Kickstarter up in time.
But watch out for it.
But watch out for
it. Are you guys? Are you seriously going to be working on getting a Kickstarter?
Yeah, we are.
Going?
Yeah, we are yeah. seriously.
Well, we keep us informed, man. Yeah. Let us know. I'll give you guys. I'll give you guys a shout out.
Oh, thanks. That'd be
yeah,
great.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do you like the recording process? How do you guys yeah. feel about that?
Yeah, it's fun. Love it. I love it.
Yeah. Do you guys like that more than playing out?
I like both. I mean, the studio is its own thing. You go in the studio and you basically just see where the winds take you. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
You make
yeah.
sounds, you play with your part you knew, and then you mess with it later. And just
mm-hmm. I like playing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Really, okay. more of a guy yeah. who sits there and sings.
Yeah, yeah, I just, yeah, I like playing shows.
Now, where are you guys? Have you guys played the Beat Kitchen before?
Not as in this group, but I think individually.
Yeah, I've played it a couple of times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've played in the past for sure.
What are some of your favorite rooms to play that you guys have played in the past, whether it's in this band or other bands? Shuba's is great, isn't it?
Shuba's is like great.
Have you guys played Lincoln Hall?
No. Christian has, though.
That place is...
I have seen several shows at Lincoln Hall.
That place is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. When they built that place, they did it so right.
Oh, yeah. No,
I mean, the acoustics in that room are incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are some other places? Really fun.
Metro?
Metro's fun, yeah, definitely.
You guys play Double Door?
I haven't, no.
No?
I've played Double Door like once, I think. It was a while ago.
A lot of great places to play in Chicago.
They really are. Now, is Double Door closing? Did I hear that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to save it, but at this point, it's going to be closed.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, the place is great.
Shout out to Double Door, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Double Door is awesome. Okay, well, listen, why don't we hear a song? Why don't you grab your guitar, man?
Sure, yeah.
And we'll hear a song, and you can push that down. Can you push it down? Hold on a second. That's going to be good. That's good. Okay, and then you play your, you can get a little bit closer to the mic with yours, and then that's what you're going to be playing the guitar into. And you got the mic over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, tell us what song we're going to hear, my guys.
We are going to play a song called Won't Speak.
Won't Speak. Okay, here is Well Then.
I won't hear you. I won't vindicate your wants. We're vampires on city streets that do whatever they want. Don't waste another moment. Well, if you have it, you try to hold it, and I won't keep you from feeling any less than the others, and I won't speak to that feeling of I'm carried away. Yes, sir. It's past time. I won't steamroll it. I won't pound. The dirt. I won't dance around what I have to say. I'll give whenever it works. Oh, and I won't keep you from feeling any less than the others. And I won't speak that feeling of I'm carried away. can see. Feeling up around, but still I can see. Feeling up and down, but still I can see.
Nice, guys.
Thank you.
Nice job. Nice job. That's really, really cool.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more, and then you guys will play another song.
Sure.
All right, cool. That is Well Then, the band that you can see tomorrow night, Friday the 12th, at Beat Kitchen, which is 1200 West Belmont in Chicago, 21 and over show. It's $8 to get in advance, $10 at the door, and all the information is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. More from the band after this on WGN. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And that is the band. Well Then, and three of the members are here. It's Matt Aurelio and Andy are live in studio. We're going to hear another song in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to talk a little bit more with these guys. They're playing tomorrow night, Friday the 12th, at Beat Kitchen. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door, 21 and over show. We have all the information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. So I want to ask you guys about what stuff you guys listened to when you were growing up. Let's start with you, Matt. What did you listen to when you were growing up?
What phase? I mean, I definitely got my start in the Ace of Base side of things. I remember being about 5 years old.
I can't believe you just mentioned Ace of Base. Yeah. I can't. Now, Esmeralda and Dan are both partying. We had a discussion yesterday about Ace. Esmeralda, can you believe this guy just mentioned Ace of Base?
Because he's cool.
He's also fired.
One of my earliest, most vivid memories is like kicking in a patch of dirt as like 5 years old, singing the sign to myself.
Uh-huh.
That's how I grew up.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, since we're going to, because I ask two questions of the regular questions that I always ask musicians. First, what was the first album you ever bought?
With my own.
Yeah.
Money.
Like you had an allowance or whatever and you went and you bought it.
Yeah. I just keep coming back to Ace of Base.
Ace of Base, man. Like, it's all about Ace of Base.
Just admit it, man.
I was so young that I don't know how much of it actually paid out of my own money. But
yeah.
Like, that's like the first album I really considered mine.
I can't believe two mornings in a row we've gotten to discussions about Ace of Base.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Okay, what was your first album?
The Offspring.
Okay, all right, we're improving. Okay.
Yeah. With My Own Money, Of My Own Accord, By Myself, two albums, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill and Pretty Hate Machine.
Okay, well, he wins. If there was a competition, Andy, you win.
I bank myself on being cooler than my bandmate. Yeah.
Hey, you got to do that. You don't have the beard.
Exactly.
That's
I have to have something to rely on.
Yeah,
I guess it's everything else.
Now, real quickly, you have siblings?
Yes.
Did you guys all listen to the same kind of music? Were you all into the?
So I have a brother who's a few years older, and you know, especially as we got older, he was more influential in what I would listen to.
Right.
But my sister is 12 years younger.
So, wow. Okay.
You know, she was listening to whatever we had on.
Yeah. I bet she's got interesting taste in music, man. That's interesting. Okay, what about you, man?
I have an older sister and a younger brother, and our music tastes do not intertwine.
No.
No.
Completely different.
We're all like totally different spectrums and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Andy, what about you?
I'm an only child, but my
so
mom.
So am I.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Unite.
So what did your parents listen to?
Well, my mom and my dad and my best friend, Gordy's mom, were in a band together in the 80s before we were even born. So I just grew up in a really musical family. And we always had music on of all different kinds. So I picked up stuff from them. I just learned how to listen for music.
Right.
From
an
early age. Yeah.
First concert?
That I went to of my own accord was Broken Social Scene.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Cool. You moved on from Ace of Base. Okay. Next.
Yeah. Also, The Offspring.
I see a pattern here.
Way to go.
Yeah. Andy, what about you?
Jeff Buckley and Soul Coughing at the Metro.
Good God, man.
Always have to.
Yeah, you're making up for the lack of beard. I'm telling you right now. That's pretty impressive. All right. Cool. All right. Well, let's hear another song before we let you guys get out of here. And what are we going to hear now?
We're going to play a song called Hold Off.
Hold Off. All right. Is that working out for you? There you go.
There we go.
All right. So this song is called Hold Off.
Yep.
And okay, this is the band Well Then. Here we go.
Clap your hands for second-rate bands, the ones that you don't know. The ones like me and you, who suffered ills and heavy rate pills, who've got their scars to show. Who are insatiable, egotistic, maniacal. And your well is drying up. And the hardest part is giving up. It's what I'm gonna miss. And just hold off. Don't feel right. Just hold. Don't feel right. Don't feel right. And we've had our thrills and our pictures and stills. We've lined all our ducks in a row. Now do what's practical. And clap your hands for second-rate bands, the ones down on their luck. Wells are drying up, but I could give up. Just hold on. Don't feel right. Just hold on. Don't feel right. Don't feel. Don't feel right.
That's great, guys. Really, really great. Really, really nice. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Really, really nice. Dude, you sound like Neil Young.
Thanks.
You do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You sound, somebody else besides me has said that.
Yeah. No, you sound like Neil Young. And, that, and that's, you know, that's a compliment. Trust me. I know there's some people who are like, Neil Young, he doesn't sing. Neil Young has one of the most beautiful voices in rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a great voice, man. You sound like Neil Young. That was really great, you guys. You looking forward to tomorrow night? Beat Kitchen?
It's going to be awesome.
That's great. That's great. You guys were fun, man. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Absolutely. Okay, tomorrow night, Friday the 12th at Beat Kitchen, 1200 West Belmont. You can see the band Well Then, and the show is at 8 o'clock. It's 21 and over. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. All the information is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Thanks, you guys. You're great.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up next.